This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, your recitation style is very African. Like, the rhythm of it is distinctly the way that you would hear, like...
In Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's what we're going for. Specifically, the Sudanese recitation is even more unique, but I've never been able to actually pick it up. But if I could pick it up...
But you have the rhythm for it.
I would never stop reciting in the Sudanese way. I just love it.
Who is a Sudanese reciter that you think hits it on the nail?
The most famous one's name right now is Zain Muhammad Ahmed.
So he's going to pull it up right now.
Yes. App called TV Quran. Look, he's the second guy on here.
Okay. So what surah are you pulling up?
I'll do a Zazzara.
That's specifically Sudanese.
See that inflection? وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا.
Okay.
يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا.
Okay.
بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ.
That inflection is uniquely Sudanese.
That's uniquely.
So that,
See, even without me hearing him recite this, I knew he was going to recite that part like that. Okay. Because it just follows.
You know, it'd be interesting to just go around the world and capture the essence of the styles of accents.
It would be very cool.
Uh-huh.
And you know what's interesting is that the Quranic accents,
mm-hmm,
or the languages, the dialects, there's a relationship. I don't know which one mimics what, which one.
Okay.
But the dialects of different African or Middle Eastern places or whatever, they actually are reflective of the recitation that that community recites.
Mm.
So, for example, in Sudan, we don't recite Hafs traditionally.
Okay.
We recite Warsh.
Yeah.
And Aduri. And Warsh has a lot of tarqiq on the ra.
Okay.
So.
What's tarqiq?
Ra. You make it light. Oh. As opposed to ra.
Okay.
Ra. Ra.
Okay.
Right? And so I naturally.
So instead of saying Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
I say Ar-Rahman.
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 Okay.
Okay. But that being said, but that's not how Warsh would do it. But the point is if there is a fatha on before the ra.
Yeah.
In Hafs, you would pronounce it Qamar. We would pronounce it Qamar.
Okay.
Qamar. And so, for example, my brother's name is Umar.
Yeah.
I pronounce it Umar.
Oh.
Umar.
I recall that. It's like there's a unique way you say Umar versus Umar.
Umar.
Yeah.
Right? The way everybody else Umar. Does it. Umar.
Yeah.
We don't pronounce it. We go Umar. And that's reflective of the Warsh
okay.
tradition or the recitation.
Very interesting.
Anyway, so... Let's start the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another episode of the 99 Names. I am your host, Bilal Khan, and I'm here with Ammar al-Shukri tagging along for today's episode.
Assalamu alaikum.
We
are going over the name Al-Qahar.
Al-Qahar.
Al-Qahir.
Oh, Al-Qahir. Cool.
Two of them together.
Al-Qahira, like Cairo.
Hey. And that's one of the that's where the meaning comes from.
So Cairo sounds so weak.
Huh? Cairo, yeah.
Al-Qahira.
Al-Qahira. Al-Qahira and... why are we talking about Qahira? Al-Qahir and Al-Qahar.
Okay. Oh, it's not Al-Qahira. It's Al-Qahir. Right.
Al-Qahira is the feminine form. Qahr means to overpower.
Qahr. Okay. Equals overpower. Okay.
Al-Qahir is the one who overpowers.
Okay.
Al-Qahar is the one who always overpowers.
Always overpowers. Okay.
The perpetual overpower.
Perpetual. Overpower. Cool.
So Al-Qahir and Al-Qahar. Now, both of them are names of Allah for sure. They both come in the name form, the proper name form or the proper noun form in the Quran. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, for example, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. And he is Al-Qahir over his slaves.
Okay.
He is the overpowerer over his slaves.
Yeah.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. to whom belongs the kingdom today or the dominion today, meaning the Day of Judgment, to Allah, Al-Wahid and Al-Qahhar. Now, Al-Wahid and Al-Qahhar are paired together in the Quran more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Al-Wahid meaning the alone,
yeah,
and Al-Qahhar meaning the overpowering. Now, whenever names are paired together, they're paired together because
Al-Qahhar means the alone?
Al-Wahid.
Oh, Al-Wahid, okay.
Al-Wahid means the alone, Al-Qahhar means the overpowering.
Okay.
Whenever names are paired together, it is because the pairing of the names will give birth to a third meaning.
Okay.
And so Allah being Al-Wahid and Allah being Al-Qahhar, and the reason why they're paired together, really gives forward to a beautiful third meaning. And that is that every king, every person who overpowers people, they will overpower with their resources, overpower with their armies, with their police force, with their whoever.
Okay.
But Allah says that He is Al-Qahhar, the overpowering.
By Himself.
Allahu Akbar. And that is just incredible. Right? You should get goosebumps when you see that, because it's not his angels. Don't think that it's because of his angels that Allah overpowers, or because of his soldiers, or because of anything like that.
And no army, and no, it's just like, he is it.
He is it, you know? So it's not about the angels who guard Jahannam, and it's not about...
It's like he's in no need of those angels either.
He right? is Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar. He is the alone and the overpowering. And so... So for example, two verses in which Allah pairs Al-Wahid and Al-Qahhar together. Allah says in Surah Al-Ghafir, verse 16, يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ لَا يُخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, the day where they come forward, nothing concerning them will be concealed from Allah. To whom belongs all sovereignty today? To Allah, the One, the Prevailing. So on the Day of Judgment, sovereignty belongs to Him, and He is the One, the Overpowering. And in Surah Ibrahim, verse 48, Allah says, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. On the day the earth will be replaced by another earth, and the heavens as well, and all creatures will come out before Allah, the One, the Overpowering. And so this idea of the Day of Judgment, don't get it twisted, don't be confused, don't misunderstand. It's not about anyone other than Allah Azza wa Jal. That is where all the power is, and that is the One who is overpowering everyone else.
It's interesting because the name being appropriate, because I met a guy, he was working for Islamic Relief in New Orleans. Mm. His name was Abdul Qahhar. The dude was like a 6'3" plus dude, jacked.
Yeah.
Now he teaches...
I don't remember meeting you in New Orleans. Wow, that funny?
It took me a second to get it. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, were you there with me when I was doing this stuff? It's like, I'm thinking of some other third guy.
I thought you were describing me. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Okay. No. The guy was taller than me. Significantly taller than me.
I see.
No, mashallah. I think he was a convert. He was appropriately Abdul Qahhar. Mm. And he also teaches Muay Thai kickboxing in Puerto Rico.
Nice.
So, but yeah, I think, the idea that I think it's a good mindset to go in with if you're going to go into a fight.
That Allah is Al-Qahhar. Very true. And so now when we talk about, you know, we wrap up this video with some of the fruits of Al-Qahhar, one of them is that you never feel outpowered, outmanned, outgunned. Because Allah is the source of all power. That is the name that you access and you invoke when you feel like you are outpowered.
Yeah.
That you invoke that Allah Azza wa Jal being Al-Qahhar. Also, it causes a person pause against sinning against Allah because you recognize that Allah is Al-Qahhar. And
who are you going up against?
That is who you're going up against.
Yeah.
And so when Allah declares war on this person or declares war on that person or threatens this person, that you recognize there's no point in time in which you're going to be able to outpower Allah. He will always outpower everyone. And so take that into serious consideration when Shaytan whispers anything to you. And that is it. That is Al-Qahhar. And we're done. Jazakumullah khair. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammadu ala alayhi wa sallam.